Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Pastor Lewis from Iraq, and I'm talking on behalf of Peace and Freedom. Madam Special Rapporteur, the hate speech in the media does not increase cultural peace and dialogue between cultures, but impact the representation of minorities in combating the phenomenon of hate speech. So the question that is addressed to human rights defenders is how to ensure that minorities can express their opinions and for them to participate in Iraq. This is important in order to further integrate them. The state responsible of distinguishing between the freedom of expression on the one hand and the prohibition of negative speeches targeting minorities, particularly those which amount to crimes under international law and which also affects respect of others. However, it's disheartening in Iraq that hate speech is largely neglected because they are not criminalized and they are consolidated through the law. These hate speech should be clearly and unequivocally criminalized by law and should be studied in its content and context while focusing on the intent of the speaker and the damage ensuing from it. Therefore, we provide the following recommendations. Iraq should align its laws on speech of hatred with Article 19 of the ICCPR. Also, the state institutions should find participatory approaches with the internet providers and also remove contents that trigger hate speech. Also, in curricula, the curricula should also involve rejection of hate speech, particularly against minorities, and thank you very much.